recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And here's your homily highlight from Father Timothy Furlow of St. Patrick's Church in Northwest Portland.
So there's more than meets the eye going on here in what the church gives us today. There's spiritual authority. So these guys had actual authority in the spiritual realm. They could actually do things. There's detachment from worldly things. So they're detaching from physics. They're attaching to metaphysics.
Right.
They're giving public witness to their faith, something that they can't do without some kind of supernatural power and inspiration. They're preaching repentance, detachment from physics, detachment from the fallen world and the sin that's in it. Exorcism, they're casting demons out of people, and healing, both physical and spiritual. That's a lot. But the precondition to all of it is community. He sends them out two by two. He doesn't say to them, like, all right, you know what to do. I'm giving you the power. Go figure it out. And they all scatter. He pairs them up before they do anything. He knows that it's lonely trying to live your faith. Actually live it, especially when there's no one else around that's doing it. You know, if you're at work or you're at school, if you've ever been in a situation where you're really trying to live it and nobody else is, it's hard. You feel that. And the flip side of that is also true. If you know there's at least one other person that loves Jesus, it's way, way easier. They're going to back you up. They're going to have your back if you need it. So if Jesus set up the beginnings of the church like that, in this communal way, it'd be silly for us not to copy him, right? So we've copied him. What does that community look like, though? If that's the model, we do this together, how does it actually concretize? In my opinion, it looks like St. Patrick's. It looks like this place. I did not grow up at a parish like this. I won't say where it was or what it was or what we were doing, but our family's MO was get there as close to 10 or whatever as possible so you don't interact with anybody, slip in, and then go in peace to love and serve the thanks be to God. And, you know, we're like halfway like out there. We're like trying to beat the parking lot traffic, you know, it's like, boom. And we are right back to arguing like we were before we got there, you know? And so just slipping in, slipping out, there was no community. This is a real community. You know, I noticed it really poignantly when I got here. It's something that I've inherited that I feel very blessed to have. People actually know each other and like each other and love each other. How about that? It's amazing to see. I really only have two consolations in my life if you boil everything down. The first one is that I absolutely know I'm doing the will of God. I may not be doing it well or accurately, but I know for a fact that this is the only reason I was born. This is why God created Timothy Furlow, to be a priest and to specifically be a priest here now in this time period. And the other one is you. So when I see you loving the Lord and living your faith, it makes everything worth it. And there are, I'll be honest, some pretty dark days. Stuff goes sideways frequently here. And when I see somebody loving the Lord and living their faith, it's fine. It makes it all okay. So as a pastor, I love seeing it. I had two kind of concrete experiences when I arrived here that stick out in my mind. One was somebody called me, or they requested that I call them. And if I were to distill the conversation down, it would just be, I'm calling you to let you know what a complete idiot you are. And I said, tell me something I don't know. Click. But no, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I tried to convince them otherwise, but it didn't work. Okay. So, but it was this very poignant experience of like, oh, element of truth in that. Totally get it. But it stings. Really, really stings. The other side of it was just an incredible amount of support from everybody. It's a real community. It's a real community. What do you get when you're in a real community? Especially one like this that loves Jesus, that worships the Lord. You get what the apostles got. It's the necessary precondition. It's the thing that comes before getting spiritual authority. Detachment from worldly things. Witnessing publicly to your faith, having the courage to do that. Repentance. Detaching from evil, actually getting healed, actually getting delivered of things. All those things come after you get integrated into your parish, wherever it may be. If this is your parish, awesome. I love having you here. If it's not, and you connect better with the priest that's in the parish 5 minutes from your house in that community, great. Wherever it is, try to concretize in a spot rather than floating around. The Furlough family MO, once again, not maliciously at all, was to go to so many places that nobody could actually know us. Slipping in, slipping out. I'm doing my duty here. Don't do that. It doesn't work. There's so much grace that happens when you're connected to a place, to a series of people. As you know, the Archbishop has lifted the indult to not come to Mass after like a year and a half or whatever it was. So the time of saying, I don't really feel like going to Mass this week, is over. It ends on July 16th. And thank God it does. Because we need each other. That's not a pithy, sentimental saying. I mean, literally, this is how God has designed us. We need each other to do this. And we need our Lord in the Eucharist, or it's just not possible. So if we're connected, if we're following this model that Jesus is giving us, and we're an actual community, and we're making the actual choice in our mind and our heart to be a part of it, how do you actually do that? Well, the first thing and the biggest thing is come to Mass every week. Everybody that's able-bodied and can do it, the church obligates us to do it because she knows this truth. We need each other and we need our Lord in the Eucharist. So however you can do it, do it. And it may be strange to say, but wherever you go, go to the thing that they have after Mass. It's a very Catholic thing to have coffee and donuts. I want to start calling it pastries and cafe, but whatever it is, you know, it's after Mass, there's like something going on. Even if you're just swinging through for 3 or 4 minutes, pop in, say hi to somebody you don't know, connect with somebody you do and say, how's this week going? What can I pray for you this week? And feel free to tell them what you need prayer for. That's a community. Even get together outside of this place. This is a beautiful temple of God, and we experience the greatest things here, but we can really go deep with each other when we're sitting in each other's living rooms, right? Call somebody up, make it happen. Being that close to each other is what our Lord wants. It's the MO that he chose to use to get us the news that we can be saved from sin and death and hell. Brotherhood, sisterhood in Christ, real community. It's the space that Jesus uses to heal us and save us and set us free.
And that's your homily highlight from Father Timothy Furlough of St. Patrick's Church in Portland.